WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, we are local, and it all starts with WTNS News.
Not be accepted. Any questions can be directed to 622-2411. Tuscarawas County also will hold drug take-back locations. Call the Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office for those, 330-339-7783. West Lafayette Police Department is a prescription drop-off location as well. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
We'll be right back. fine. It just might find. It just might find.
It is 13 minutes after 9 o'clock, and good Friday morning, everyone. It is time for the Communication Lines program, and I am your host, Mike Bechtel, here with you on this Friday morning, the eve of Halloween weekend. And it is Friday, and well, the rule of thumb on Friday is we do try to kick back and lighten up, have some fun, maybe talk about Halloween and the fall and sports, but we really haven't had a lot of open phone lines this week. We've had a lot of interesting and informative guests to speak with, and appreciate all of them for being with us. So if there's something that's not particularly light that you'd like to chat about, give me a call and let me know. Elon Musk taking over Twitter, for example. We certainly can keep it light, and there are a lot of fun things to talk about this weekend, starting with Halloween, and we've had a couple of Halloween trick-or-treat events already, but really tomorrow is the big night around our listening area, Coshocton, West Lafayette, Newcomerstown, and Warsaw, and others having trick-or-treat nights tomorrow. So the phone lines are open to talk about trick-or-treat, and imagine an alien from another planet landing in the United States on Halloween. And so, well, that's not a good way of putting it, because just about everything humans do would appear weird. But somebody didn't know what Halloween was. Sees us celebrating Halloween, and that is kind of strange. Look at all of our holidays, and you know, some of the things we do maybe seem a little bit unusual, but particularly Halloween. We dress up in costumes, and the kids go door to door and get free candy. They utter the phrase trick or treat, and adults celebrate Halloween as well. And maybe it's just me, but it seems like adults get into Halloween more than they did when I was a kid. When I was a kid, Halloween, that was a kid's holiday. It was trick-or-treat, and that was about it. So your thoughts on trick-or-treat and Halloween. And if you are grown, no matter what your age, do you still get dressed up in a costume? And it's been a couple of years since I've done it, but I have certainly celebrated Halloween, gotten into the Halloween spirit during my adulthood. So what about you? The phone lines are open to talk about Halloween and what it means to you. And I've got a little brief history of Halloween from the History Channel, simply because it is very brief and to the point. But Halloween is the way it's been celebrated, and the origins and influences of Halloween have kind of shifted and changed over the years. It is celebrated each year on October the 31st, but as far as trick-or-treat and parties go, we make it fit our weekend, whatever the weekend is before Halloween. But officially, October the 31st is Halloween, and that is Monday. The tradition originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, I believe it's pronounced Samhain, when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a time to honor All Saints, and soon All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. The evening before was known as All Hallows Eve, and later Halloween. Over time, Halloween evolved into a day of activities like trick-or-treating, carving jack-o'-lanterns, festive gatherings, donning costumes, and eating treats. Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago, mostly in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, celebrated their new year on November the 1st. The day marked the end of summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of year that was often associated with human death. The Celts believed that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. On the night of October the 31st, they celebrated Samhain, when it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. And it goes on here. I'm not going to read this whole thing here, but there's been a lot of traditions and ways that Halloween is celebrated, including today. Not everybody celebrates Halloween the same way. Of course, there's the fun and the trick-or-treating, and then there's the parties that the adults go to. But there is a dark side to Halloween, and it has as we touched on, a bit of a religious aspect to it, and an aspect associated with the occult as well, with ghosts and goblins and ghouls. The phrase trick-or-treat itself is a shortened version of, if you don't give me a treat, then I am going to pull a trick on you. That's what trick-or-treat means. So are there any kids that go out and still pull pranks? That'd be a good question for the sheriff's office. Soaping windows. That was kind of, I don't know if kids do that anymore. And it is vandalism, rather benign vandalism. The soap comes right off, but still somebody has to go do it. So give me a call. We can talk about Halloween and what it means to you. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about horror movies and Halloween movies. This would be a good day to continue that discussion. And I'm not a big fan of the genre of horror movies. Nightmare on Elm Street and Halloween, a lot of the franchises that have had several movies. I've really never been a big fan, but I watch one on occasion. To me, the ones that are the most horror movies, the ones that get to you, are the ones that they're the psychological thrillers that have an element of horror to them. I always mention Silence of the Lambs up there, definitely in my top five of greatest movies of all time. And that one just gnaws away at your soul. And there's some graphic aspects to it, and some shock and some surprises. And it kind of steers you in directions that your conscience really doesn't want you to go. So that, and another one maybe that's would fit that category, Rosemary's Baby. So what about you? What are the greatest horror movies, or maybe some of the greatest Halloween music? 9:21 is the time. We do have a caller waiting, and I'm going to keep you waiting just a couple of minutes longer so we don't get behind. We'll be back to the phones in just a moment.
The Fall Festival at Coshocton KOA is open this Saturday from noon to 9 p.m. The Giant Corn Maze is back, and so are Flashlight Nights. From dusk to 9 p.m., bring your flashlight and challenge the maze in the dark. Activities like the Corn Box, Barrel Train, and Jump Pad will keep the kids entertained all day long. The festival takes place each Saturday in October at the Coshocton KOA Campground on County Road 10. All details and discounted tickets can be found at OhioFallFestival.com. That's OhioFallFestival.com.
This weekend at the Coshocton KOA Fall Festival, enjoy food from Grandma Minnie's Munchies and music from Matt Shannon from 2 to 5 p.m.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
You gotta buy a car, sell a car. No longer matters where you are. You go to flyhoopty.com. It's a quick, convenient, easy way to shop for cars with no delay at flyhoopty.com. Yes, it's a one-step, one-stop shopping mall. From your armchair, you can see them all at flyhoopty.com. You can click and buy most anything. Cars, trucks, and vans, and SUVs at flyhoopty.com.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
This is your friend Jeff from the Barnyard. Everyone knows there are lots of places to buy a little barn, storage shed, he shed, she shed, a home office, mini cabin, etc. But your edge is that you know a guy. Stop down at the Barnyard by 16 and 83 South and see your friend Jeff, or check out the Barnyard on Facebook and you can shop from your couch.
Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid 30s, and tomorrow sunshine with highs in the mid 60s. Currently it is 37 degrees in Coshocton. A cool morning, but going to warm up a bit today. Upper 50s today, mid 60s tomorrow, and that's pretty good for this time of the year. Let's go ahead and take our first phone call of the morning. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Eaten with fava beans.
You're a fan too, huh?
That was probably the, well, I saw it on TV.
Okay.
I don't go to movies, but I read the book, and I might have been the first one to get the book at the library. Because I read a lot, and I opened the book, and there's something about a brand new book. There's something about pulling those pages apart the first time and opening it up, and the spine sort of, you know, you just know it's a new book. And I read that thing, and after I was done, last page, and you go, they're going to make this into a movie. I know they are. And then I thought, okay, who are going to be the protagonist? And never dreamed who it would be. And then Anthony Hopkins, when they came out with him being the ghoul.
That was his signature role, and he's had a long acting career, but he will forever be remembered as Hannibal Lecter, and I can't imagine anybody else doing it. He nailed it. He had the perfect he nailed it. He won an Oscar for it. I think they both did.
Oh, I do too. Starling, who played her?
That was Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster, yeah, and just absolutely, they were just perfect together. They played off each other beautifully, but I do remember the fava beans. just creepy. Well, something horrible about Halloween. If you would win the $800,000 on the, what is it, the Powerball or whatever, can you imagine the creepy relatives going to be coming out of the woodwork? I mean, you'd have more relatives if you won that. You would have relatives you never even dreamed of. And friends. Oh, you'd have friends. And, of course, they'd want a little bit of your money. But my question, who won the last big one? Was it ever claimed? I do not remember. The ticket was sold in either Indiana or Illinois. It was very close. But I don't know if it was ever claimed. I never heard that someone claimed it. I mean, that would have been a big to-do. And I never heard where it was claimed. Can you imagine throwing that ticket away? You know, of course, you'd never know you threw the winner away. But somebody had it.
Well,
and is there a way to check if it was ever claimed?
I'll do my best. I don't know, but every once in a while, the big prizes do go unclaimed, and the person that throws it away, they'll never have been the wiser, but it does happen. It would seem like as big as that one was, wasn't it close to a billion or something? I mean,
it was a little over
a billion. That if it hadn't been claimed, that in itself would be a story, but I'll check.
Yeah, I think I heard after it wasn't claimed after 2-3 weeks, and I think within 60 days after the drawing, whoever has that ticket has to say whether they want it in a lump sum or over the payments, 26 payments or something like that. And I think that was bypassed, so whichever way it was supposed to go. And then they said if it isn't claimed, they know exactly how much money was garnered from each state, and each state would get that money back. And they would put it, the states that participate in it, because not all states do. But that money would be divided up according to how much was put into the kitty. And the state would get that money back, and then it had to go back into the lottery. They had to do something with it. They just couldn't give it to, you know, whatever. But I did hear that. But that's been, how many months? That's been at least several months ago, because I think this is going to be the 36th or the 37th drawing. Is it tonight or tomorrow night, whichever it is?
I haven't even been paying attention. I didn't realize it was starting to get up there again. And let's see, it's Mega Millions is the one that somebody won, $1.34 billion. Dollars.
Oh, there it is.
And both of those, Mega Millions and Powerball, they both can, both got up into multi hundreds of millions, or in this case, over a billion. See, the most recent story that's popping up here is from September the 9th. That's a few weeks ago. Let me just click on that one. It's from CNBC. And it said, and again, something could have happened since then. So, but it says, doggone it, I'm getting ads popping up here. This is the danger of doing internet stuff live on. Let's see, back to me. Okay, continue. All right, I'm going to have to take a commercial break before I can read this. I did find some information, although it is several weeks old. But it did seem to indicate that the winner of that $1.34 billion did not immediately come forward.
Yeah, that's what I got off of one of the news shows. It came on, and that was, sort of a shock. I do know one time a big winner, it's been years ago, when the newsstand was still in West Lafayette. Talking to Marge there, and she said that a winner had washed the ticket, had it in a pocket and washed the article of clothing, and it was the Ohio. It was Ohio, and they honored the ticket even if it was almost illegible because they'd been playing those same numbers and they could prove it time after time after time. But they said that was it. From now on, the tickets have to be legible. But they did give them the money. It was like $1 million then. But they would never honor it again. I guess it was just a sodden mass. But someone didn't check the pockets before they threw it in the wash. Okay. Have a nice weekend. And back out with the leaves as soon as it dies off.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling this morning, and that was a fantastic Hannibal Lecter impression you did.
Okay, I haven't looked in the mirror recently, but okay. That's my morning routine, repair the cracked mirror. Have a good weekend.
You too. It is 9:31. The phone lines are open. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And I am finding a whole bunch of stories dated in August and early September about a $1.34 billion Mega Millions prize that was still unclaimed, but those stories abruptly stopped. However, I can't find a story about that person coming forward. Although, since those stories abruptly stopped, I think that it's likely that they did. That is the best that I can do right now, but the most recent one that I can find, dated September the 9th, says, winner of $1.34 billion Mega Millions jackpot has just a few weeks left before a key claiming deadline. The clock is ticking for whoever landed the $1.34 billion Mega Millions jackpot in late July, if they want to claim the prize as a lump sum. In Illinois, where the winning ticket was sold, Mega Millions winners get a year to claim their windfall if they want to receive it as an annuity spread over three decades, but they only get 60 days if they would rather take the prize as an upfront reduced lump sum, according to the Illinois lottery. So if it has turns out that it has not been claimed, all is not lost, but they are going to have to take an annuity instead of a lump sum. Most people do take that lump sum. This means if the winner doesn't claim the jackpot by September the 27th, 60 days after the July 29th drawing, the prize will default to the annuity option. They have a choice that will be made for them if they don't make it, said Susan Bradley, a certified financial planner and founder of the Sudden Money Institute in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Certified financial planner and founder of the Sudden Money Institute. There's a story right there. What is the Sudden Money Institute? Somebody that wins $1 billion apparently would qualify. The $1.34 billion jackpot, which marked the second largest prize in the game's history, was won by a ticket purchased in Des Plaines, Illinois. And again, let's see, whether the prize is taken as a lump sum or an annuity, there are pros and cons to each option that are best sorted through with the help of a team of professionals, Bradley said. Help of a team of professionals from a company like hers, I'm sure. That team could include experts in financial areas such as taxes, wealth advice, investments, trusts, and philanthropy. And just so you know, $1.34 billion, at least in Illinois, that would come to $780.5 million before taxes, and most people do take the lump sum, and that amount would be reduced by a 24% federal tax withholding, or about $187.3 million. Another 4.95% would be withheld for state income taxes, which works out to $38.6 million, and that would leave the winner with $554.6 million, although additional taxes would likely be due. So if you win $1.3 billion in the lottery, you only get $500 million. I think I could survive on $554 million. What about you? Give me a call. Let me know. We can chat about that if you'd like. The caller mentioned that you would suddenly have relatives that you didn't know that you had, and you would hear from relatives that you hadn't heard from in months, years, decades, ever. And there are many stories out there of lives that have been ruined by sudden wealth, by winning the lottery. And sometimes it's irresponsibility. Sometimes it's wanting to make all those people happy, to spread happiness with your billions. The old adage, I don't entirely agree with it, is money doesn't buy happiness. But I understand the spirit behind that. And in some cases, money has brought misery to the people and the families that have come into it. So we can talk about that. Wasn't expecting that to be a topic today, but we can certainly chat about it. Secondly, it is Halloween. We can talk about Halloween and what Halloween means to you, how you and your family celebrate Halloween, from an innocent child's holiday to an exploration of the supernatural. Give me a call and let me know. And finally, loved her Anthony Hopkins impersonation, Silence of the Lambs. Does that fit neatly into the horror movie genre? I don't think so. It certainly isn't a slasher movie, but it has some pretty shocking, violent, graphic aspects to it. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. I can't do it as well as she did. It's at 9:38. Phone lines are open. And what's the best scary movie that you have ever seen? It made an impression on you. Just flipping through the channels yesterday, and you know, the Halloween movies, scary movies, they will pop up around Halloween time. And I forget which channel. I think it was BBC America. Maybe they were showing The Exorcist, which is that movie can get under your skin as well. Very controversial in its time, and kind of, you know, controversial even today in many circles. And you have to do quite a bit of editing for television for both of those movies, really. So give me a call. The phone lines are open. Talk about any of the things that I mentioned. And before I get to a break, I do want to toss some football into the mix, because we have high school football playoffs beginning. It is week 11, and here in Coshocton County, the Ridgewood Generals, they are traveling far and away to take on Berkshire, which is in Geauga County. That is north, east of Akron, east of Cleveland. And airtime is 6:30, game time 7 o'clock. You can hear that game tonight here on FM 99.3. The Newcomerstown Trojans, well, they get to stay put, and the folks from West Jefferson, west of Columbus, they get to make the trek across central Ohio to visit the Trojans at Lee Stadium tonight. And the Tri-Valley Scotties also hosting their game against Jonathan Alder. So we wish them all the best. The Ohio State Buckeyes, well, their biggest game of the season. Now that we kind of have seen what the college football teams are made of, the Notre Dame game, that was a marquee game in week one of college football season, but Notre Dame's fizzled a little bit. Penn State is ranked number 13. They only have one loss. That was to Michigan, and they will be hosting the Buckeyes tomorrow. So I expect the Buckeyes to prevail, but I expect a much more competitive game than what we have seen since week one. So your thoughts on any of that stuff or anything else between now and 11, we'll be right back.
If it's time to replace or upgrade flooring in your home, there is no better time than now during the flooring sale at Keim Home Center. Let the experts help you select the materials and products that suit both your style and needs and save 15% on stock and special order items from September 26th through October 1st. The flooring sale is your chance to save on materials for your new home or a remodel project. Keim Home Center in Charm, the destination and trusted source for your home, building, and woodworking needs.
In Coshocton, there's a very special senior community, Covington Square. At Covington Square, the low monthly rent includes all utilities and maintenance, and for added security, a 24-hour emergency alert system is provided. Even better, there's no long-term commitment required. Located on Browns Lane, adjacent to Bueller's, stop in to visit this unique community for carefree seniors. Call the Covington Square Rental Office at 623-4603, or visit us online at CovingtonSquareApartments.com for more information.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Wilson Carpet and Furniture is your Coshocton dealer for Graber window blinds. You can choose from a large variety of quality custom-made window coverings that range from soft fabric cellular shades to solar and roller shades. Stop into Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton, for your perfect window dressing Graber blinds, and take advantage of Graber's current free cordless lift, hidden tilt, or buy more, save more promotions going on now.
Shaq-a-roni is back at Papa John's Pizza. Get an extra large 16-inch pepperoni pizza loaded to the edge for just $13.99. And for every Shaq-a-roni pizza sold, $1 goes to our local fatherhood initiative. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
Call the FlyHoopty.com Sports Service at 623-9867. Buy on the fly in the privacy of your own home in 15 minutes or less. Visit FlyHoopty.com to get started today.
Are you confused about the differences between independent living, assisted living, residential care, and nursing homes? The Dr. Donald E. Potts Foundation can help you determine the proper level of care for your loved one. Contact Derek Potts at 740-294-3072 to arrange a complimentary consultation.
Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s for tonight, clear, lows in the mid 30s, and for tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Right now in Coshocton, we are at 37 degrees, a cool morning here at the end of October. And all the phone lines are dark right now, and our first caller getting into the spirit of Halloween. We talked a little bit about Halloween and winning the lottery. And Powerball or Mega Millions, one of them must be getting up there again. And I remember last time I said, I'm going to buy $2 worth of tickets just so I can dream about what I'd do about it until they announce the winner. And I don't think I ever did. Saved $2 that day. Did not donate it to the ultimate winner. So give me a call. We can talk about the lottery if you would like. And gambling, and not much of a gambler. I've played some slot machines before. Never played anything other than slot machines in a casino. Not much of a gambler. I understand that whether it's the lottery or a slot machine or a blackjack table or a roulette table, that the odds are stacked in favor of the house. So it is more likely that you will lose rather than win. And so I don't like putting my money at risk. And for those that enjoy gambling, the thrill of it, and playing slot machines, that's fine, as long as you can do it responsibly. So give me a call. Let me know what you think. What would you do if you'd win the lottery? But all that being said, I have occasionally bought lottery tickets when the jackpots get huge and everybody's talking about it, and there are lines at the stores to pick up those lottery tickets because it's worth $2. If for no other reason, the self-reflection of what would you do with all that dough if you won it? What if you won $1 billion? What if you only had $500 million left after taxes. You could undoubtedly take care of all your physical needs. You can take care of, you can travel all you want. You can do whatever you want. And you can give to others in a lot of different ways. Lots that you can do with that money. There are some drawbacks, though, and there have been stories of lives that have been ruined when those millions of dollars ultimately run out. You might think that, well, if you had $500 million or even $10 million, it's never going to run out. But with everybody that's going to want a piece of it, if you are a generous person, it can run out rather quickly. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. The phone lines are open.
The Fall Festival at Coshocton KOA is open this Saturday from noon to 9 p.m. The Giant Corn Maze is back, and so are Flashlight Nights. From dusk to 9 p.m., bring your flashlight and challenge the maze in the dark. Activities like the Corn Box, Barrel Train, and Jump Pad will keep the kids entertained all day long. The festival takes place each Saturday in October at the Coshocton KOA Campground on County Road 10. All details and discounted tickets can be found at OhioFallFestival.com. That's OhioFallFestival.com.
This weekend at the Coshocton KOA Fall Festival, enjoy food from Grandma Minnie's Munchies and music from Matt Shannon from 2 to 5 p.m.
At Dean's Jewelry, we believe you should look stunning on your wedding day.
And with our Something Borrowed program, you can.
When you buy your engagement and wedding rings at Dean's, we'll let you borrow any piece of jewelry from our store to wear on your big day, free of charge.
What will you choose? Diamond statement earrings, a strand of pearls, or maybe some elegant cufflinks?
We have your Something Borrowed at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon, where we believe in happily ever after.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Tim Ryan and his wife tell us that agreeing 7 out of 10 times is a good day.
We have 10 conversations in one day.
And we agree on 7.
But Tim Ryan and Joe Biden, they agree 100% of the time. Taxing Tim Ryan has voted with Joe Biden 100% of the time. Ryan and Biden backed trillions in reckless spending, giving us soaring inflation and higher prices on everything from groceries to gas to housing. And to pay for it all, Ryan and Biden agreed on billions in higher taxes on low and middle income families. Taxes that make Ohioans' lives even more expensive. Taxing Tim Ryan and Joe Biden. Wrong for Ohio. In the words of Tim Ryan,
100% of the time.
Senate Leadership Fund, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
10-3, Ohio State with the lead. Stroud threw a TD pass last possession. He's got the ball in his hands this time. Throws up the left side, caught Smith and Jigba. Runs to the Ohio State 40. Loose to the 50. Down the left sideline to Nebraska's 40. To the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and into the end zone goes Jackson Smith and Jigba for Ohio State. Down the left sideline all the way to the end zone for an Ohio State score of 75 yards in length.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. It's back on the road Saturday as Ohio State travels to Happy Valley to take on Penn State. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 10:30 a.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
WTNS is looking for part-time and full-time people for news and stringer opportunities. If you have some time on your hands and would like to stay connected to the community by attending some meetings and reporting about them, give us a call. It's a small business atmosphere with flexible hours. Call 622-1560 or email your interest to WTNS993@yahoo.com.
Applications are available now at the Salvation Army on Chestnut Street for families to fill out for Christmas Castle and Christmas food. Families can sign up between 10 a.m. and noon and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. now until November 16th. Use the gym entrance. Applications are also available on Facebook at Coshocton Salvation Army.
It's 10 minutes until 10 o'clock, and we have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning. A lot of directions that we could go. Let's see what we got here from the AP. It is Friday, so if you do want to talk about the Halloween or sports or the lottery, we can do that. If you want to talk about Elon Musk taking over Twitter, we can do that as well. And how about this? Oh, the World Series. World Series starts tonight, and the roof at Minute Maid Park will be closed for Game 1 of the World Series. It likely will be shut for Game 2. The forecast calls for a 90% chance of rain when the World Series opens tonight. Aaron Nola will be on the mound for the National League champion Philadelphia Phillies, and Justin Verlander will start for the American League champion Houston Astros. The roof was open for Game 2 last year and for Game 3 in 2005. So the World Series begins. I don't care. I don't care who wins the World Series. The Guardians aren't in it to root for. The Yankees aren't in it to root against. And the Phillies, I guess, I don't know, maybe root against Houston just because they've been there too much, and they were embroiled in some scandal a few years ago. What was it, sign stealing? So give me a call. We can chat about the World Series if you would like, 740-622-1560-1567 or 545-9284. And this evening I will be focused on high school football. See, our Ridgewood Generals are in the playoffs. Newcomerstown Trojans, Tri-Valley Scotties. Newcomerstown and Tri-Valley, they both have home games tonight. So we wish all of our local teams the best in week one of the playoffs. So the phone lines are open to talk about all of that. And what about scary movies? What is it about movies? When you go to a scary movie, we know it's a scary movie. We know that is the intent of the movie, is to give us a little jolt. But yet we keep going. And some people are absolute huge fans of scary movies. And scary movies can scare you in different ways. There's the slasher movies that contain a lot of gore. There's a lot of them with the the surprises that give you an instant jolt. And then there are the ones that play with your minds as well, that open up dark possibilities, like The Exorcist and The Omen and even Silence of the Lambs. And sometimes they will they'll play with your mind a little bit, play with your loyalties. Hannibal Lecter was a bad man. He was a murderer. But he was brilliant. He knew how to get under the skin and into the heads of his victims. He was a renowned psychologist, after all. But he was a murderer. He was a bad guy. So the uneasy, I don't know if you call it a friendship, whatever, but he and Clarice did develop some kind of a relationship, which added to the tenseness and uneasiness of the movie. And one of the worst, not a horror movie, but one of the most horrible things ever to happen in a movie. It's the first movie I remember, and I'm sure other people my age might share this experience as well. The Wizard of Oz, great movie, and they used to show it regularly on television. That's the first movie I ever remember seeing on black and white, all the way through from beginning to end at our old house on County Road 16. And when those flying monkeys took Toto, that was pretty rough on the four-year-old psyche. So the phone lines are open if you want to talk about what are some of the most traumatizing moments or the scariest movies or the best Halloween movies. Give me a call. The phone lines are dark and nothing but open phone lines until 11. We'll be back in just a moment.
Perry Chapel's Upward Basketball and Cheer will host open evaluations for the 2023 season on Tuesday, November 1st, and Thursday, November 3rd, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the church. Upward Basketball and Cheer offers a unique and positive experience for all involved. Help your player grow on and off the court by joining the Perry Chapel Upward Sports Program. The first practice is the week of January 2nd, and the first game is Saturday, January 14th. Again, evaluations will be held Tuesday, November 1st, and Thursday, November 3rd, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the church or by appointment. Evaluations will only take 30 to 45 minutes. For more information, call 740-327-5800. Perry Chapel is located at 19476 Township Road 380 in Warsaw.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center is now hiring. Walk in during our open interviews every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and apply on site. Open interviews are located at the Human Resources Office at 1501 Orange Street in Coshocton. Openings include clinical and non-clinical positions with sign-on bonuses up to $15,000 for select positions. Check out our openings at coshoctonhospital.org. Join the local healthcare team that places patient care first. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Now through the end of the month, we are having a green tag sale. Our loss is your gain. Stop by today and see how much you can save.
Coshocton Furniture is in their last days of operation. Consignment items are now 30% off, appliances are 50% off, and all remaining furniture is 70% off. Hey, listen to this. They have full-size mattress sets at $333 and queen-size sets at $393. They also have two king memory foam mattresses, regular price of $1,499, now only $449. So remember, don't rent to own. Be smart with your money and come see Lucky the Dog in their final days of business at Coshocton Furniture, 341 Main Street in Coshocton.
At Central Ohio Technical College, nothing holds you back. Wondering about Intel careers or other cutting-edge manufacturing? Want the stability of an in-demand healthcare career with great advancement opportunities? At COTC, our 50-plus degrees and certificates build skills employers need. Don't wait. It's time to press go. Get started today at go.cotc.edu/goahead.
Teens in grades 7 to 12 are invited to the Coshocton Public Library for Plugged and Unplugged every Wednesday after school from 2:30 to 5. Laptops, video games, board games, art supplies, and snacks and pop will be provided. Registration is not required. For more information, please visit coshoctonlibrary.org or call 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Lafayette Point in West Lafayette is committed to providing the highest quality of life through excellent care to their residents while preserving their dignity and self-respect. They are dedicated to making a difference one resident at a time. They accept most insurances. For more information, call Cody, the admissions coordinator, at 740-545-6355.
Mostly cloudy skies today with high temperatures in the upper 50s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-30s. And tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, mainly clear in the evening and becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 60s. Chance of rain is 40%. Sunday night, showers likely, lows in the lower 50s, chance of rain 70%. Monday, showers likely with highs in the lower 70s. Chance of rain is 70%. Currently, it is 39 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock. Here's the news from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, was violently attacked this morning by somebody who broke into their home in California and is now in the hospital, says her spokesman. The AP's Sagar Magani with this breaking news.
The Speaker's office says Paul Pelosi was violently assaulted by someone who broke into the family's San Francisco home. A statement says the attacker is in custody and a motive is being investigated. Paul Pelosi is in the hospital and expected to make a full recovery. Nancy Pelosi was not in San Francisco during the assault. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Elon Musk is tweeting this morning that he'll be digging in more today. Word is that he's in control of Twitter now. He immediately fired three top Twitter executives, we're told. The AP's Donna Warder.
Twitter user Wynn Hosser says Musk buying Twitter will be the end of Twitter.
I'm getting a lot of right-wing stuff all of a sudden on my feed that I wasn't getting before.
Former Twitter employee Claire Diaz-Ortiz says she doesn't know where Twitter will be in 6 months with the changes Musk wants to make.
He wants to build a super app. He wants to add payments. He wants to do more video. He maybe wants to make it like a protocol. He wants to verify users. I mean, he wants to do all these big things. At the same time, he wants to cut 75% of all the people that currently work there.
Musk already has ousted Twitter's CEO, CFO, and the company's top lawyer. I'm Donna Warder.
More rolling blackouts in Ukraine as ongoing Russian strikes target energy infrastructure. We're hearing of what are being called emergency outages of 4 hours a day or more in the Kyiv region. Police are investigating the deaths of 8 people found in a burning Tulsa, Oklahoma area home as homicides. A new government report says prices rose 6.2% in September from 12 months earlier. This is AP News. The image of King Charles is on a new coin.
The first coins bearing the portrait of King Charles III have been produced in Britain's Royal Mint. A Royal Mint worker releases coins into a container in preparation for the release of the royal image. The 50 pence or 70 cent coin will go into circulation before the end of the year. Following in the tradition of his grandfather, King George VI, Charles is not depicted as wearing a crown, unlike the coin depicting his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Coin designer Martin Jennings explains the thinking of the new historic coin.
It has to be an image that will persist over the years and that will represent the generality of what people imagine monarchy to be about. So it's not just a portrait of him, it needs to contain the role.
Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 39 degrees currently in Coshocton. Phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock. If you want to talk about Elon Musk and Twitter, we can do that. If you want to talk about that, last story, King Charles, first coin with King Charles on it being minted in the UK. And coin collecting and stamp collecting, typically, and not every coin or stamp fits the mold, but typically what you will see on coins and stamps, the depictions of the people, the images on the front and the back of your coins and on your postage stamps, often a reflection of the country itself, things that the country is proud of, or at least the image that they want to project to themselves and to the rest of the world, things that perhaps they are proud of at the time. We have a Ruth Bader Ginsburg stamp coming out next year. Here in the United States, we had the new space telescope stamp that just came out. I bought some of those. But looking back through history, in the early days of postage stamps, oftentimes it was a country's leaders. A lot of early United States postage stamps came out in the mid to late 1800s with George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln on them. So a little snapshot of history and what is important to a country if you are a stamp collector or a coin collector. And not everything. I mentioned the oh, I've forgotten the name of it already. Having a mental block, but telescope stamp, and you know, going back a few, the biggest selling stamp, the Elvis stamp, and some of the commemoratives that come out. Some of those are pure revenue for the U.S. Postal Service, and by that I mean, if you put out a commemorative stamp or a sheet of stamps, and collectors buy those stamps and never use them, then that is pure revenue. Got 20, 60-cent stamps that collectors are just going to keep and never use. That's just $12 minus the cost of printing those stamps that the Postal Service has. So, and then there are others. A lot of times, I think Cinderella stamp is the parlance in the world of philately. For example, I have some stamps that were issued by Grenada or Lesotho. That's a good example. Lesotho, which is a landlocked country in completely surrounded by South Africa, that has Disney characters on it. Now, Disney, as far as I know, Mickey Mouse and Pluto are, and Goofy are really not representative of Lesotho culture, but there might be Disney fans around the world that collect Disney stamps and will buy those stamps and never use them. And it goes into the coffers of the Postal Service of Lesotho. I am starting to ramble, and that is because I have hit my limit on coffee and because I don't have any calls. So if you would like to chat about stamp collecting, coin collecting, Halloween, football, what you would do if you were to win $800 million in the lottery, and whether you play the lottery at all, the whole idea behind the lottery. It is gambling. Many people consider gambling an evil vice. Some consider it a fun pastime. There are those that have gotten themselves in a bit of a pickle due to gambling. So we can chat about that if you would like. Used to be you had to go to Las Vegas. And then state lotteries started popping up. And then we had Atlantic City on the East Coast. And then Native American casinos popping up all around the country, and now we have casinos all over the place. You don't have to travel far. What would be the closest one to us? Probably Columbus, the Hollywood Casino. We've got the one in Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Toledo. Is there another one? Give me a call and let me know. We can chat about that if you would like. 740-622-1560. And Las Vegas, for what it's worth, taken at face value, is a pretty impressive place to visit. Popped out of nothing in the middle of the desert. And you can call it decadent. You can call it an exercise in excess. And that it is. But if you've ever walked down the strip, seeing all the casinos, seeing all the things that that have been built there to lure people into the casinos, pretty impressive place. So your thoughts, give me a call and let me know between now and 11 o'clock. We do have a caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. It's me again. I just want to know, are them forever stamps really forever? Do they not go up?
The forever, if you buy a forever stamp, here's how this works. And it's been a few years now that they started doing this. You buy a postage stamp. It's good for up to 1 ounce forever. Now, the price of the stamps can go up. We just had an increase of from, what was it, 58, I forget what it was, up to 60 cents now. But if you buy forever stamps right now at 60 cents and the price goes up to 75 cents someday, you can still use the ones that you bought for 60 cents to mail a letter. That's what they mean by forever stamps.
Okay, but then do you have to add on to that?
No.
75?
No, no. If it goes up, and I'm just tossing that out as an example, but if they do raise the price of a stamp to 75 cents, and you already have some stamps that say forever on them that you just bought at 60 cents, or maybe you bought a few years ago at much less. You can still use those now. You can use them if the price of a first-class stamp goes up in the future. So that's what they mean by forever.
Okay, and I'd like to know how many people out there, I'm not one of them, but how many people out there have the book where you was trying to save the quarters for the 50 states? You know, that was a thing
yeah.
they were starting.
Yeah, I've got one. Yeah, that's a good question. That was kind of a fun, inexpensive way to collect coins. Since the state coins, they've come out with a bunch of others. I think there are historical sites now. They've got national park quarters. So there's all sorts of different things that we will see on our U.S. Coins. When I was a kid 50 years ago, they were all the same. The quarters had George Washington on the front and an eagle on the back, and they all look the same. They don't anymore.
I have a friend. He likes to collect coins, and he likes the silver dollars, and he'll actually look for the pennies that are worth a lot. And I'm like, man, they're just pennies, you know? But he'll actually look at the back of the year to see what they was, and he'll decide. I forget. I'm not good with this stuff, but you know, he has certain ones that he wants to collect, and he'll sit there and be broke, and I'm like, well, you know, cash them in.
Well,
you're sitting there with
it's a hobby, and sometimes you're sitting on some you know, it's always nice when you're a hobbyist to stumble across a baseball card you own, or a coin, or a stamp that's worth a few bucks.
Yeah, well, nothing I have is worth a few bucks, but I have, like, stuff that I made when I was in school, and, you know, I have China dolls that my mom, of course, she died when I was 13, but every year she would get me a China doll, you know? So, I mean, I don't know if they're worth any money.
They might have some monetary value, but they certainly have sentimental value.
Right, so I'm not even thinking about the money deal. I'm just saying, you know, I have to think of other ways to, like, have stuff because I can't cook. So, you know, it's not like you can just go out and buy me a set of pots and pans that would be worth something. Or, you know, I have to think of other ways to enjoy my house and things in it because what most people have, because I don't see good, you know, I have to think of other things to buy myself.
Well, I appreciate your call today. We'll see if anybody takes you up on your question about the 50 state coins. I know that was a big deal when those coins were first released, those quarters, and kind of a inexpensive way to get into the hobby. So thank you for your call today. It's 14 minutes after 10. We do have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, and mentioned in passing coin collecting and stamp collecting and other hobbies. And I've had a bunch of them over the years, an embarrassingly large number of hobbies. Some I didn't stick with too long. Others I've stuck with my entire life, such as photography. So what about you? 740-622-1560. And have you ever stumbled across something in a collection or something that was stashed away in your garage, your basement, that was worth hundreds of dollars, maybe thousands? I can tell you, if I had one of those baseball cards, the Honus Wagner baseball cards or a Curtis Jenny postage stamp that's worth hundreds of thousands, I'm selling it. I'm retiring. What makes something valuable? Well, what makes something valuable is that there are people out there that will pay that much to have it in your possession. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you'd like, or we can talk about whatever is on your mind. not the least of which is Halloween this weekend. And let's run down those trick-or-treat times here. I'm going to take my time with it here so I don't repeat the ones that have already taken place. We did have some trick-or-treats yesterday. Roscoe had theirs yesterday. The city of Coshocton's trick-or-treat will be tomorrow from 5 to 6:30. West Lafayette is tomorrow from 5 to 6:30 as well. Warsaw's trick-or-treat will be tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30. Trick-or-treat in Newcomerstown will be from 4 to 6 tomorrow. Conesville is having trick-or-treat 5 to 6:30 tomorrow. The Newcomerstown Chamber of Commerce businesses will be having trick-or-treat tomorrow from 2 to 4. Newcomerstown Library Trunk or Treat Halloween Party for kids through 5th grade will be tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. The Newcomerstown Haunted Trail Scare Tour at the former Simon's Heller site on Heller Drive in Newcomerstown, well, that will be tomorrow from 7 to 10 p.m. The Newcomerstown Trojan Trick-or-Treat at Lee Stadium will be tomorrow from 5 to 6 p.m. Janaden Hutton, they are actually having Trick-or-Treat on Halloween, Monday, October the 31st at 6 p.m. Port Washington is having Trick-or-Treat tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m. Riverview Trunk or Treat at the high school lot is tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30. Sugar Creek's trick-or-treat will be tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon while it's still light out. And the Buckeyes are playing football. Millersburg is having trick-or-treat on Sunday, October the 30th. That's from 4 to 5:30 p.m. And Hopewell is having Ask Autism Trunk and Treat. And that will be Sunday, October the 30th at 2 p.m. That is, I believe, at Hopewell. And anyone with special needs, whether they're an adult or a child, is welcome, whether they are wearing a costume or not. So those are all the remaining trick-or-treat times and events that we have. It is 18 minutes after 10. If you do want to talk about trick-or-treat or Halloween or coin or stamp collecting, let's see, how do you get started? Oh, it was a story in the AP News about the first coin minted with King Charles' image on it. And Queen Elizabeth, she was the queen for a long, long, long time. I forget the exact date, but you go back over the coins and the postage stamps, and not only of England and the United Kingdom, but other territories around the world with the Queen's image on them. The United Kingdom stamps, traditionally, their stamps did not have the name of their country. Most countries put the name of their country on the stamps, including the United States. They'll put those names on in their own languages. That's how I learned about, let's see, Magyar Posta, M-A-G-Y-A-R. That's Hungary. So I learned a lot in fifth grade about geography. So we can talk about that if you would like. The phone lines are open up until 11 o'clock, and we do have to take a quick break, a real quick one. We'll be back to the phones right after this.
Shaq-a-roni is back at Papa John's Pizza. Get an extra large 16-inch pepperoni pizza loaded to the edge for just $13.99. And for every Shaq-a-roni pizza sold, $1 goes to our local fatherhood initiative. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by Sprint Print. Come visit Sprint Print for all your printing needs, including copies, business cards, all types of business printing, and advertising specialties. Sprint Print is still located at 520 Main Street, Coshocton, right behind Stewart Interiors. At Sprint Print, we hop to it.
Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-30s. And tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-60s. It is currently 41 degrees. And Coshocton, warming up a bit. Let's take our next phone call. Hello, you are on the air.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike, well, there were several things that you mentioned this morning that made me remember throughout the years, and I want to say something about The Wizard of Oz. You know, that was on year after year after year after year. And some of these movies, and that's one of them, like you said, it was kind of scary for you. But you watch it again. You know, you would watch that again.
Oh, I still watch The Wizard of Oz every once in a while.
I know. And my husband used to say to my youngest daughter, we're not watching that again. Now, you've seen it 10 times. And we're not watching that again. Well, you know, they'd advertised that for several weeks before it was even on. And at a certain point, it was black and white, and it changed into color. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyhow, he'd always...
We had a black and white TV, so it didn't make any difference.
Well, most of us did. But it didn't matter because he just pestered Joanne about that all the time. We're not watching that. We're not watching that. Well, you know very well, when The Wizard of Oz came on, he was sitting right there in front of the television, and he was right there in his chair beside her, and they were watching The Wizard of Oz, but he would be commenting all the time, you know, to her about this phony monkeys and or whatever. I have to laugh every time I think about that. But I want to mention a couple of other things, too. You know, as far as Sir Anthony Hopkins, I never think of him as for Silence of the Lambs. He did so many other fantastic movies. It's unbelievable. But, you know, the ones I always think about are people like Vincent Price and Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff. Now, those three, I mean, if you go back and look at some of the movies and things that they made, Vincent Price did one, The Last Man on Earth, and every time I see that, sometimes you even put your hands over your eyes so you don't have to see that one part or something. But anyhow, those three, and all of those were fantastic actors. But one of the strangest ones that I ever saw that I thought the casting was kind of strange was The Thing. You ever seen that one?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Well, it's in the Arctic. I believe it's in the Arctic. It's real cold, and they find this thing. It's frozen in ice, and they bring it in, and they put it in a room, and they forget about it. But, you know, the heat comes on, and it melts the ice. And the thing is James Arness. You know Gunsmoke?
Uh-huh.
I think that casting is a little bit strange, but... again, you watch it over and over. I've seen it many times. And one of the oldest movies, the scariest that I've ever seen as a kid, was with Boris Karloff. It was called Bedlam. Did you ever hear that one?
Maybe I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
It's an asylum, insane asylum, and they treat the people there unbelievably. I mean, they paint their bodies and everything, and... Anyhow, that's one I remember from many years ago. But
I'm going to look that one up when I get home because that sounds interesting. And some of those, you know, Boris Karloff, the ones that you mentioned, Bela Lugosi, Vincent Price, you toss maybe Alfred Hitchcock into the mix a little bit later in his movies. Those guys and the movies of that era, that laid the foundation for horror movies today. They did it right.
Yes, but you know, Vincent Price was a fantastic person. You know, he knew art and he had a collection and, well, all of those. I mean, and Boris Karloff, too. He did many other things besides horror-type movies and stuff, but all three of those... And they got cast, you know, Bela Lugosi. They got cast as those characters, and they couldn't get away from it. And they weren't too happy about some of that. Yeah. But those are three that I always think about as far as horror movies or Halloween time stuff. And they have a long, long list of movies, let me tell you. So, okay, thanks.
All right, thank you for calling. And, our caller getting into the Friday spirit. And what about... the scariest movies. What about some of those classic scary movies? Dracula, Frankenstein, There's two that those are icons in the world of Halloween. Now, they both came from books and movies. So give me a call and let me know what you think. And when we talk about Dracula and Bela Lugosi, I can't help but think of, number one, Plan 9 from Outer Space, which received lots of notoriety because somebody, I don't know who, but somebody named it the worst movie ever made. So Plan 9 from Outer Space is worth watching from a so bad that it's good perspective. It was poorly done, and it was, Edward Wood that was the director, and he directed a lot of bad movies. But Plan 9 from Outer Space, if you are a fan of old horror movies, like Beatles fans, you got to listen to Revolution Number 9 at least one time. Horror fans got to watch Plan 9 from Outer Space. It is comic in its badness. And taking it a step further, the movie Ed Wood was a loving tribute to Ed Wood, the director of Plan 9 from Outer Space. It starred Johnny Depp as Ed Wood, and it has a dark sense of humor to it, but it is a very funny movie and one of my favorite Johnny Depp movies. So your thoughts, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And what is it about us that we like to go to a movie theater or put in a DVD or stream a movie these days, I guess is the modern way of putting it, that makes us jump, that scares us, or that plays with our mind? Why do we do that? Well, same would hold true of books, too, I'm sure. So give me a call. We have open phone lines till 11, and we do have another caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, morning.
Morning.
Hey, one, you forgot Lon Chaney is the Wolfman.
Lon Chaney, okay, absolutely.
Oh, man. I used to have to hide my face when he's in Transformation.
Uh-huh.
As a little kid, I loved the Wolfman. And where Frankenstein meets the Wolfman, they get in that big battle. Dracula, I got all those on video. I still watch them every once in a while.
You like those old horror movies?
Yeah. I don't get into slashers like Halloween and all those. They're just too much.
I've never really been into. I've seen a few of them, but that's really not my favorite kind as well. But back in the, you know, we're talking about movies that came out in what, 20s, 30s, and
yeah, 20s and 30s.
Before special effects really became a thing, you can come up with any idea and make it appear on a movie screen these days. But they had to be really imaginative back then. And I'm thinking of, Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory and Dracula's castle and just the mood that they set and the acting. And that was some great stuff.
And like, I loved it when Michael Jackson did Thriller and Vincent Price is on the video. I thought, I was like, now that's imaginative right.
Yes.
There's a classic horror actor on the song. I love that.
He added an extra dimension to it. Yes, he did.
That Pit and the Pendulum, and what was the other one? The Raven, I think.
Vincent Price?
Vincent Price. Yeah. I think it was like The Raven and Pit and the Pendulum.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good. Anyway, that's my 2 cents worth, Mike.
All right, thank you for calling. 10:29 is the time. Lon Chaney. I did not know who Lon Chaney was until 1979. When Warren Zevon released his album, Excitable Boy, which is a great album, by the way, one of the great underrated albums, but the one-hit single off of that album, Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. 10:29, 10:30 is the time. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock, 740-622-1560, talking about some of the greatest horror movies or books or music. And a couple of callers hearkening back to some of the really old ones, the foundation of horror movies. Dracula and Frankenstein are the two big ones, but as the caller mentioned, let's not forget the werewolf as well, Lon Chaney, Walking with the Queen. It is 10:30, 41 degrees in Coshocton. Back in a moment.
The Fall Festival at Coshocton KOA is open this Saturday from noon to 9 p.m. The Giant Corn Maze is back, and so are Flashlight Nights. From dusk to 9 p.m., bring your flashlight and challenge the maze in the dark. Activities like the Corn Box, Barrel Train, and Jump Pad will keep the kids entertained all day long. The festival takes place each Saturday in October at the Coshocton KOA Campground on County Road 10. All details and discounted tickets can be found at OhioFallFestival.com. That's OhioFallFestival.com.
This weekend at the Coshocton KOA Fall Festival, enjoy food from Grandma Minnie's Munchies and music from Matt Shannon from 2 to 5 p.m.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
As a farmer, growing your business is more than just a 9-to-5. It's your life's work. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system goes all in to help you stay on top, backed by decades of innovation, offering the latest trait technology and triple herbicide tolerance, plus more weed species controlled than any other soybean system. Because you mean business, and so do we. Learn more at systemofchoice.com. Claim based on approved EPA herbicide labels as of January 2021. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Russ DeCore's Holiday Open House is November 5th from 10 to 4. Shop sales, pick a cookie, get a percentage off your total, and free make and takes at 115 South 6th Street. Grab a cinnamon roll from Rolls by the Pound food truck. Come and get your picture with Santa at Russ DeCore.
Mostly cloudy today. Highs in the upper 50s for tonight. Clear. Lows in the mid-30s. And tomorrow sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Currently it is 41 degrees in Coshocton. Well, this lost and found pet information is brought to you by A1 Vet Care. A male black and tan Rottweiler with no collar nor tags was found on Branch Road, and this dog has been taken to the animal shelter, not too far away from Branch Road, and also an older neutered male black lab wearing a blue collar was found on Township Road 47. That dog's been taken to the animal shelter as well. If you have any information on these dogs or if they're yours, you can call the shelter at 740-622-9741. About a couple of months, we'll be talking about the best Christmas movies ever and the best Christmas stories and maybe the best Hallmark Christmas movies. And I hate to admit it, but I actually watched a few. I know that's kind of girly. They're girly movies. They're love stories. And they're all the same. A couple from diverse backgrounds gets together. At first, they don't like each other, and they fight and bicker. And then at the end, they fall in love and live happily ever after. There. You don't ever need to watch a Hallmark movie now. But that's in a couple of months. Today, we are talking about the greatest Halloween movies or horror movies. You flip through the channels, and you'll see a few of them this time of the year. So what about the greatest horror movies ever? What about some of those old old horror movies, the classics like Frankenstein and The Bride of Frankenstein and Dracula and the mood that they set? That was extremely scary stuff at the time, and they had to build all that stuff, no computer-generated graphics. So your thoughts on that, your thoughts on sports, your thoughts on Elon Musk and Twitter, your thoughts on trick-or-treat, or the weather. Give me a call. Let's take our next phone call now. Hello, you're in the air.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I had, when you were talking about those old movies, and I was in my 20s or 30s when I first saw my wonderful horror movie, but I don't remember, I remember two of them, but I don't remember only certain scenes. The one, and I know it was Boris Karloff, I don't know who it was, it's one of those guys, and there was a swamp, and here are all these dead zombies or something were walking up out of the water. I'm telling you, that was enough of that. That scared me. That, and I still have that in my mind after all these years, it's still in there. And then the other movie, and it's one of those guys again, that Vincent Price, he could always be the meanest thing there ever was. But anyway, this girl and a boy had a relationship or something. But anyway, so this Boris or whoever it was came in the lab and turned this guy into a snake. And the one scene, it shows him in the body of this snake. I mean, his body is the snake. And it shows him, oh, that was enough of that movie, too. I don't know what the movies were or anything or who, but I know it was horrible enough that I don't want to see that stuff.
Do you generally don't like scary movies?
No, I don't. I get scared enough living day to day, let alone see something like that.
Usually when we go to scary movies, we know what we're getting into. You go to a movie or you know, watch it on TV, or we know what we're getting into, and we watch it anyway, which tells me that some people at least... they like that. They like to have the stuff beat scared out of them.
Well, this is what the movies do to me. They do their job real good. Scary. I know when my grandkids, I'd go to their home and their parents would have these rotten, those scary movies on, and those little kids were sitting there watching it with their fingers over their eyes, like looking like, you know, Venetian blinds, looking through it at it. But, dude, kids today are younger generation, or whatever you want to call them. Now, those kind of movies would be nothing compared to what they see now. I wouldn't even watch it. You know,
I would think Frankenstein and Dracula would not be as scary to today's kids as they were 75 years ago.
Oh, I'll bet not either. I mean, they'd probably just laugh their heads off about this stupid-looking thing. Yeah. But, how come this remains in my mind after all these years? I mean, it's terrible. I like to have pleasant thoughts, not something like that creep in every once in a while, but it does.
Well, movies and books and paintings and music and all art, that is the purpose of art, is to make you feel something, and it doesn't always make you feel good. But it makes you feel something, and that, you know, that's what's happened with those things. We definitely remember how they made us feel.
Well, I know I did, but my kind of movie is Gone with the Wind. I like that. But anyway, I just had to jump in and say something about when because it did affect me. I mean, how is it going to affect these kids that are watching these hatchet murders, chainsaw murders, and all that? Well, that's mild compared to what they watch, I guess. But anyway, you have a great day, Mike.
Yeah, you
just
too.
Had to say something.
Thank you for calling. And there are types of movies that are, I'll say, disturbing, that don't necessarily fit into the horror genre, that aren't straight up horror. And I'll give you an example. And this one is kind of obscure. Adrian Brody was in it. I forget what the female lead was. It was called Splice. And it was about two genetic scientists. Long story short, they create a new form of life, and there are some gross parts in it. And there is, so you need to be really well adjusted to appreciate that movie. I don't think it did that well on Rotten Tomatoes. It does have sort of a B-movie element to it, but to me that's kind of a fun type of horror movie, monster movie, I don't know. The Ending left a little bit to be desired, though. Splice. You'll have to check it out. Phone lines are open, talking about Halloween, how we celebrate Halloween, and Halloween movies, and the fact that we like to be scared and like to be startled. You know, some of the Halloween movies, they try to be as gross as possible. There is one that was made in, I don't know, Australia or New Zealand or something that is just completely over the top with the gore. I can't remember the name of it. Maybe you can help me out. So there are some that are very gory. There are some that aren't gory at all, but it just plays with your mind and sets the mood. I don't think there's any gore whatsoever in Frankenstein and in Dracula. But those are two movies. Dracula in particular, I'm struggling to even think of the storyline there, but remember how that old movie, just the mood of it, made me feel. So the phone lines are open. And then there are parodies like Young Frankenstein, Mel Brooks, and Young Frankenstein. And I like that one because it is a parody of the Frankenstein movies, but it is made with a nod. It is a comedy, but it is made with loving respect to the original. So phone lines are open. Give me a call, 740-622-1560. Be back right after this.
Your absolute faves from McDonald's come with appetizing deals for everyone, every day. Just download the McDonald's app and save on what you crave ASAP. Like now, get a Big Mac or Crispy Chicken Sandwich combo meal for just $5. These daily deals are available now, so cue the applause. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Buy one time per day per person through 12/4/22 at participating McDonald's. McD app download and registration required.
Call the FlyHoopty.com Sports Service at 623-9867. Buy on the fly in the privacy of your own home in 15 minutes or less. Visit FlyHoopty.com to get started today.
.10:43 is the time, and, well, the phone lines are all dark once again, and we've had several people weighing in on Halloween movies and what it is that we like. We know when we go to a scary movie that that's the purpose, that they're going to scare you, they're going to make you jump, they're going to maybe gross you out a little, but yet we keep going back. It is a big, profitable genre of filmmaking, and what do you think is the greatest scary movie or horror movie or maybe horror moments in a movie? They don't all have to do with even death or murder or gore. Some of them are. So what are some of those movie moments that just disturb the heck out of you? Give me a call. We can talk about that. 740-622-1560. Rosemary's Baby. The scariest part of that movie? The very end. And give me a call. We can chat about that if you like. And Rosemary's Baby, I remember it was on TV a couple of times too. We talked about the Wizard of Oz, and I don't know what it was about that particular movie, but it was broadcast, and young folks, this was back in the day where we all had three channels. Around here it was, 4, 6, and 10. And three channels, three networks, and maybe on a clear day, if you pointed the antenna in the right direction, you could get Zanesville or Wheeling or Steubenville. But we didn't have the choices, is the whole point here. And sometimes the TV networks in the evening would show a movie that was out in theater edited for television. But The Wizard of Oz, for some reason, was broadcast on a regular basis. First time I saw it was on. Well, I've never seen The Wizard of Oz in the theater. Now that I think about it, that might be quite the experience. The Wizard of Oz, that is a movie I can keep watching over and over and over again. Maybe part of it is that in the back of my back of our minds, maybe we remember how that made us feel when the flying monkeys swooped down and took Toto, and Dorothy started crying, and it was pandemonium. So we can talk about that if you would like. And what about your favorite Halloween movies or scary movies? Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. And today's movies, I think it's great that we have all the technology that we have at our disposal to make things look so vividly real on the movie screen. I think that that is wonderful and has made for some great stuff. Avatar, the original Avatar, was released once again. It was a beautiful movie visually. The story itself, yeah, okay. But that was a landmark in special effects. But back in the 20s and the 30s, those, in the early days of the movie, they didn't have that. They had to use their imagination and build things and use music and mood to build that tension. And the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. When you talk about scary movies, Psycho comes to mind. So are you an Alfred Hitchcock fan? And The Birds. There's another movie that with the birds, I struggle to come up exactly what the plot was. The heroine of the movie, I remember being tormented by birds, but I sure do remember those spooky birds and how that movie made me feel. So what about you? Phone lines are open. Best Halloween movies ever, 740-622-1560. Let's take our next phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
About the movies, I'm not a fan of any scary movies, but I did watch some when I was a kid. Frankenstein was probably my favorite, but these newer movies, even the 80s, 90s, I just can't see our country doing that anymore. It's too much evil. But it is what it is, and people like to get scared. And I want to talk about something scarier than movies.
Okay.
Movies. Now, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and it's about mind control.
Okay.
And I pulled some stuff up on the internet, and you can look it up. It's called Targeted America is a good place to start. There's hundreds of information websites to look up. But to start on just this one site, it's called Targeted America. And I spoke to you a little bit about the Elon Musk mind control.
I remember that now, yeah.
Yeah, they call it Neuralink. Well, I'm dealing with the same type of situation. And it is real. This is scarier than movies. And when the government, which this is real, the government starts taking over our minds and our bodies with a type of technology, and there's all kinds. There's direct energy weapons, there's voice to skull, there's remote neural monitoring, which they try to read your mind, I guess, illegal experimentation, mind control, illegal surveillance. And I've dealt with this for 20 years, ever since 9/11 took place. And other than being a human guinea pig, I don't know any other reason, really, for the process that I'm fighting the government, basically. Either a target of the state or the government or just a guinea pig. And I can't get any direct answers. And I've talked to the sheriffs. I've talked to the FBI. I've talked to multiple people. Nobody wants to talk about this. And, you know, and I'm on the air with you, and I'm sure a lot of people probably have heard this type of stuff before. But this is some type of evil that people don't want to experience this. I can tell them that much. Not only is our government doing this to our public privately, but they're doing it even to some government officials. So, you know, the direct energy weapons that they're using, they'll put me in a coma sometimes for 24, 40 hours sometimes. And then they, you know, they do stuff that I really don't want to talk about. They're evil. I'll say that. They'll come tear stuff up. They will enter my house. Some of these, I would say they're beings or fallen angelic that are in control of this.
Do they put you in a coma while you are in your home?
Yeah.
What mechanism do they use to do that?
I believe it's direct energy weapons. They call DEW is one of the names. ELF, RF frequency, you know, which you guys probably use RF, correct?
If we do, I don't know about it. What happens?
You're a radio station there, Mike. Radio frequency, RF.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. 99.3 megahertz. So when they do this, is there something that you feel or experience that makes you aware that, that you're about to go out for 24 or 48 hours?
Oh, yeah. It's, one of the worst kind of, torture methods I could never have imagined in my life. And, it's, I don't know if you've ever been shocked by, like, a lawnmower. You know, the spark wire that goes to spark plug on a lawnmower.
Oh, I've been zapped on the finger by a wall outlet before, if that's similar.
Not quite that strong, but about maybe half of that sometimes. Not generally, but times they can. Their frequencies are that strong, and whatever implants that they have, I know I've got at least two, possibly three, in my top of my head, in my ear.
Is it something that would show up on an X-ray? Is it documentable?
It should, but I don't know. Doctors won't really look at this stuff. They try to cover it up because this is all tied in with government experimentation. And it's supposed to be secret, but, you know, there's all kinds of declassified information, just like this particular site called Targeted America. And there's all kinds of, you know, information you can find there. But the shock that, or the frequency that they use sometimes, a lot of times it is radio, which they can play music, and I can hear whatever music they're playing. But, yeah, I'll feel it. It'll almost put me to sleep within 15 minutes.
We got about a minute because I got to get to a commercial here. But when you wake up, what do you discover? What do you see?
Well, first of all, my vision's blurred. My ears are plugged. My nasal area is all swelled shut. It's a constant battle with this because the frequencies, a lot of times it's microwave, and a microwave heats up the body. That's their goal, to heat you up, try to move you from where you're at. That's an old military, basically, weapon that they've used. They used it in the Gulf War. I had a brother in the Gulf War, and they used it then to push out the enemies. And I don't know if they've brought that here and been using it against people here just to test it. I've talked to several other people in our country here, but there's not too many people want to talk about it, and I hate to even get on the air, but I've got to take some action somewhere because our authorities won't investigate the way they should. They all try to cover it up, and I've got so much evidence of these things and all the targeted situations I won't talk about on the air, but I've got a lot of evidence to prove this, and they won't
they won't look into it.
Well, we're going to have to leave it at that today. I got to take care of our sponsors. Thank you for calling. It is 5 minutes until 11 o'clock. We'll be back right after this.
Call the FlyHoopty.com Sports Service at 623-9867. Buy on the fly in the privacy of your own home in 15 minutes or less. Visit FlyHoopty.com to get started today.
This is the last weekend of the year to bring the family out to Shoemaker Farms for their fall harvest days from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days and enjoy hayrides to the pumpkin patch while you pick out your favorite pumpkins. Admission is only $10 per person and kids 2 and under get in free. Admission includes all activities like the kids' corn maze, hayride, petting zoo, kids' zip line, huge slide, games, bounce pad, and more. Food will be available. Shoemaker Farms has all your fall decorating accessories like ready-picked pumpkins, gourds, mums, corn stalks, straw bales, and of course, their delicious homemade cookies. Located between Coshocton and West Lafayette on County Road 16, the Shoemaker Farm store is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 and Sunday from 10 to 4.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Now through the end of the month, we are having a green tag sale. Our loss is your gain. Stop by today and see how much you can save.
Your absolute faves from McDonald's come with appetizing deals for everyone, every day. Just download the McDonald's app and save on what you crave ASAP. Like now, get a Big Mac or Crispy Chicken Sandwich combo meal for just $5. These daily deals are available now, so cue the applause. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid one time per day per person through 12/4/22 at participating McDonald's. McD app download and registration required.
Tim Ryan and his wife tell us that agreeing 7 out of 10 times is a good day.
We have 10 conversations in one day.
And we agree on 7.
But Tim Ryan and Joe Biden, they agree 100% of the time. Taxing Tim Ryan has voted with Joe Biden 100% of the time. Ryan and Biden backed trillions in reckless spending, giving us soaring inflation and higher prices on everything from groceries to gas to housing. And to pay for it all, Ryan and Biden agreed on billions in higher taxes on low and middle income families. Taxes that make Ohioans' lives even more expensive. Taxing Tim Ryan and Joe Biden. Wrong for Ohio. In the words of Tim Ryan,
100% of the time.
Senate Leadership Fund, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Tim Ryan and his wife tell us that agreeing 7 out of 10 times is a good day.
We have 10 conversations in one day.
And we agree on 7.
But Tim Ryan and Joe Biden, they agree 100% of the time. Taxing Tim Ryan has voted with Joe Biden 100% of the time. Ryan and Biden backed trillions in reckless spending, giving us soaring inflation and higher prices on everything from groceries to gas to housing. And to pay for it all, Ryan and Biden agreed on billions in higher taxes on low and middle income families. Taxes that make Ohioans' lives even more expensive. Taxing Tim Ryan and Joe Biden. Wrong for Ohio. In the words of Tim Ryan,
100% of the time.
Senate Leadership Fund, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body. If you're involved in a collision, don't trust just anyone. Come see us at H&H Auto Body, Otsego Avenue. For 45 years, H&H Auto Body has been providing the very best in collision repair.
Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, clear with lows in the mid-30s. And tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Mainly clear Tomorrow evening, they're becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 60s. Currently, it is 41 in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 11 o'clock.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. on WTNS FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.